I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, and I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
1 minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my god, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.
I'm Natalie Morris, and welcome to The Netball Show with Mizuno. This weekend sees the opening day of this year's Super League, with all clubs performing in Birmingham.
The opening game sees Sirens face Pulse. It's an important season for Claire Maxwell, who will for the first time be combining player duties alongside coaching.
It was a real honour to be asked to be assistant coach for Sirens. It's a big step up for myself. Obviously previously coached at assistant level for under 21 Scottish team, but having it week in, week out and competing against some of the best athletes in the world is challenging as a player, but to take that on as a coach and ensure that the team's continuously improving is something I take very, very seriously, and I really hope that I can have a big impact in terms of players learning new things and challenging themselves to be better than what they were the game before or the season before as well.
Claire will be working with Leslie McDonald, and it's something she said she's looking forward to.
I'm really delighted to be coaching alongside Leslie again. Previously we coached the under 21 Scotland team to the Netball Youth World Cup in Botswana in 2017, and we're really delighted with how the team performed during that competition. And it was a great experience coaching alongside her and learning as much as I could within that high performance environment. So it's going to be exciting to take on this new challenge alongside her. It's someone I can be very honest and open with, and I look forward to develop our partnership within coaching and hopefully take our game to the next level in terms of the Sirens franchise.
Natalie Seaton is the CEO of London Pulse and acknowledges the importance of supporting the surrounding talent.
We've actually got so many players now that are in the England setup that wouldn't have had that opportunity before. Central London is, London's a massive place. I think the population of London's what, 8.6 million? I don't know the exact figure.
Only a small place.
It's in the millions. And I think what we're doing is trying to utilise and harness all the talent in central London. And I've played for the franchises around London, and I had a car and I was able to commute, and I had the money to able to support me doing that. Whereas if you're a young girl and you live in Peckham or you live in Lewisham and your parents are working extremely hard and maybe they potentially can't support you on that journey, then it's really important that you create something for them that they can access really easily. And I think that's part of what London Pulse is about. It's representing all the communities in London and giving everyone opportunities to get quality coaching. And we've shown that with that structure, we've been able to reap results. And we want to do more. We want to get into more communities. We want to really harness the talent that London has.
As the side grows this year, she's been sharing more of their vision.
I think we've got a really strong commercial strategy in terms of what we're going to be doing for the next season and the seasons beyond. It's an iconic venue. You cannot deny that when you walk into the Queen Elizabeth Park and you're part of that whole environment, you only can think of great moments in British sporting history. And we're so lucky that we do get the opportunity to train there and also to play there, and that's across age bandings. We cannot deny that the Copper Box for us was always going to be that venue that would just be the cherry on the top of all of the proposition we're putting together in terms of the commercials, the performance pathway. It's something that inspires you. Walk in there and you're inspired, and we're just so lucky that we've been GLL and the Better Group have supported this journey and really have seen our vision, not just for the Copper Box but also for all the boroughs in London and all the boroughs that they work within. So for us, it's been fundamental to the dream to get the iconic venue. I don't think we could go anywhere else and have the same experience. And also beyond the venue itself, actually working with the team behind the scenes and their support of our vision and what we are trying to achieve going forward.
Storm have signed Neve Cooper, who makes a welcome return to the Super League after a four-year break. And following her Netball World Cup appearance, she can't wait to get started.
I watched Surrey Storm last year. I really liked the vision that they had on court, the work ethic that came through. I like the style that Mickey plays with. So, you know, a lot of it really appealed to me. So it seemed like an obvious choice. Liverpool was fantastic. It really brought back my enthusiasm, my drive for netball again. Playing at that top level against those top teams really made me want to push forward and see what else we can achieve, you know. So it made me look back into Super League again. I had a brilliant time. So yeah, hopefully that continues.
Storm's Katie Hughes has been telling us a bit more about Mickey's coaching style.
She brings a fresh element to the game. Obviously, she's been a player, so she's experienced everything that we all go through as well. You could not fault Mickey for how much netball she watches. She's really keen to sort of look at new things and bring in new initiatives. Yeah, really exciting.
Charty Curtis has returned to Storm following her time at Bath. We asked her just how key Mickey was in her decision to return.
I did train with Mickey for a season and she was amazing. She was really supportive and I think that was definitely one of the things that brought me back here as well. So I think before I came back, she had always been really supportive of me when I was younger and really looking out for younger players, which I really liked. And then coming back, you just see how hardworking she is. And I think a lot of people say, you know, it's a really hardworking club, but I think that stems from what she does and definitely leads by example, which, yeah, is a really good thing to see, actually.
This season, Surrey Storm are joined by Queensland Firebirds training partner, Leah Middleton. We asked her how she came to join the side.
I think, to be honest, I was actually quite lucky. The video analysis guys back at Netball Queensland helped me a lot. You know, they cut through hours and hours of footage of netball games and gave me a really great video to kind of put forward to Storm. I remember my first contact with Mickey, I was really nervous, but she replied back and yeah, luckily for me it kind of all just fell into place. At the time they were looking for a defender, so yeah, it worked out well in the end.
What does the director of netball, Mickey Austin, expect will be their biggest challenge for the season ahead? And does she have any goals in particular?
I think things I learnt last year was just to make sure that I'm willing to learn and grow along this process as well. You know, I'm not perfect and there will be occasions where I have to take advice off of other people in terms of my assistance and trust in them and what they're saying and what they're doing. And I'm so well supported that, you know, we have this great trust in each other. But yeah, I think it's just about having that open and honest communication and just understanding that it's bigger than me and bigger than one person. You know, I'd like to think that I'm a vital part of this team, but I'm not the team. And sometimes the best thing is for me to be on the court. Sometimes the best thing isn't for me to be on the court. And I understand that.
Our sister podcast has the latest Storm news and is the only team-specific podcast in the Super League. So if you're a Storm fan, search for Surrey Storm wherever you get your podcasts and it'll be there.
Life can be a bit of a handful.
But what do you do?
Let go?
Or grab on to everything it has to offer?
Ask yourself, do you back down when things get tough?
Or confront them, breasts on?
Do you give up or give it hell?
Do you ignore your amazing boobs or fearlessly check them regularly?
We thought so.
This is Grabbing Life by the Boobs.
So grab regularly and check out any changes.
It could save your life.
Search Copperfield, Grab Life.
We know that 1.4 million women and girls across the country are playing netball, but the clear majority are still playing in running shoes or generic trainers, which don't provide the necessary supports required to play the fast-moving and dynamic sport that netball is today.
So as a sports injury specialist, one of my biggest bugbears is seeing netball players playing netball in running shoes. So the benefit of a netball shoe over a running shoe is they're designed to give you more stability and allow you to change direction with better grip, and also allow you to give it a more stable knee and ankle position when coming down from a height, therefore reducing the risk of injury in those two areas.
Mavericks Director of Netball, Kat Ratnapala, has told the Surrey Storm podcast, we didn't know it existed, more about some of the qualities she feels that Georgia Lees brings to the side.
Georgia Lees is one of those players that, I don't know whether people, I don't think anyone is underestimating her at all now, but I think people did previously. I think people underestimated her ability and her change of speed, her change of footwork, and her ability to get free and deliver the ball. I think her execution of pass under pressure is fantastic. She's very patient with the ball. She's a very, very smart, intelligent player and person. She's obviously studying again at the University of Hertfordshire. Yeah. So that was, to be honest, that was probably one of the main drivers. She was coming to Hertfordshire Uni. I heard that she was coming to Hertfordshire Uni and we had a conversation about the fact that she was going to be there. You know, for her, it was a big decision coming to us, knowing that I had Sasha Corbin in the squad, who again is a formidable wing attack, and for Georgia to sit there and say, actually, I want to be a part of this, was a massive thing for her at the time. And she's just a very exciting player, and she's someone that she is reliable, dependable. She's a good egg to have around, and that's why I wanted her to be part of our squad.
Well, how did Kat feel last season went overall?
On our day, we could have taken any of the top teams, but, you know, we didn't, and that's what makes the difference. And, you know, if you look at the second round of playing everybody, we beat, obviously, Bath, but we didn't take out Loughborough or Wasps or Thunder. So we needed to do that to be in with a chance. And obviously that's what Bath did. So I think when your necks are on the line, it's interesting of those teams and those players and the squads that do step up and perform. And that's something that we'll be taking away as well, of just looking at when our necks were on the line, you know, what were we doing individually and what were we doing as a squad to make sure every single ball counts.
Kat Ratnapala has been sharing more on Chloe Essam and Jodie Gibson.
Chloe's come in and been a breath of fresh air. She really has. She is one of the hardworking, or one of the most hardworking players that I've ever come across. Jodie's formidable character and formidable player, part of the England Roses programme. And again, once again, she is a workhorse. The players that we've got surrounding the team this year are so professional. They're so dedicated and they're really striving for improvement.
And she shared that their aim is to reach the top three.
The goal this year is top three. The last couple of years we've come in the top five and just missed out on that fourth spot. So this year it will definitely be going for that top three place. I definitely think we've got the players to do it. We've got the game plans to do it. We did narrowly miss out last year through a couple of slip-ups in the season. So I think the consistency is key for us, and also the demanding more and more of each other is going to continue as well. So yeah, watch this space.
Amma Ugbaezi has joined Seven Stars. The former England netball captain told us here at the Netball Show some of the qualities that Melissa Bessel will bring to the role as head coach.
She's a coach, and I think it may be the New Zealand thing, where she actually really cares about what's happening in and around your life, not just on court. And I think a lot of coaches pay lip service to that, but they don't actually really care and they don't make sure that they sort it out. But Melissa is key at doing that, and I think everybody seems to know that if a player's happy off the court and content and can do everything off the court, that they will perform really well. But I think she really understands that. And then also on court, she doesn't mince her words. When she needs something from you, she'll tell you. And I think that's actually a really good thing. So once people get used to that, it kind of just makes things, she's not doing it in a malicious manner. She just wants the best from you. And so, yeah, I think hopefully that combination of her off-court presence and how she is on court is going to be a winning combination.
And it's something that Nia Jones, who's worked with Melissa on a national level, agrees with.
As soon as I spoke to Melissa and she told me that she was in contention for the job, that was pretty much deal done then. You know, I enjoyed my time so much with her when she was at the helm at Welsh Netball, and I felt like she instilled belief in me that I could be, you know, a top netballer. And again, she values me. She lets me be me. She calls me a dog. She calls me a beast, but I take them as compliments. But she also knows how to push me and how to get the best out of me, and, you know, to how to keep my feet on the ground as well. So I'm excited to see, you know, where my game can go under her guidance again.
Bethan Dyke joins fellow Welsh internationals Nia and Georgia at Seven Stars. We asked her if it would be nice playing alongside them every week again, and the importance of Liana Leota joining the side.
It's awesome to be playing and training with the Welsh girls on a weekly basis. We're in a really intense block at the minute. So yeah, you know each other's personalities, you've made connections on the court, and this is something that we're really excited to bring to Stars. With Liana, she's someone that I've looked up to in my whole netball career, a world-class player, a mid-quarter. And when I found out that she was joining Stars, I was ecstatic. And obviously to learn and play with the best mid-quarter in our league and has been in the world was something that I was so excited about. Very, very excited.
And Stars returnee Lucy Harris explained the decision to rejoin the side.
The team of girls that she'd already had collected at that point were all fab and people that I really knew that I wanted to be involved with in a Super League team. So yes, then it was quite an easy decision for me to make. And I was kind of like, yes, please.
Rachel Shaw is back at Bath and they face Lightning in their opening fixture this season. Rachel's been telling us how the atmosphere is ahead of the game.
It's so good. The vibe is excellent. I think, especially going into this season, there's been a really positive vibe straight from the start, which is good. I think it's good that we've had a lot of depth that have stayed. So I think that's helped with the positivity, and it's great that all the girls are here and excited for the season.
And we know that Sophie Drakeford-Lewis is making her return this year. So we asked Rachel how she felt Sophie has developed.
Sophie Drakeford-Lewis had an excellent season last season. I think she was one of the youngsters that we spoke about quite a lot with her performances. So it was great that she had all those positive comments and has come on as a player. So it'll be good to have her in our squad.
Sophie Drakeford-Lewis is back for Bath, and she's been telling us how she's feeling ahead of the season.
For me, I think it'd just be great to get another season under my belt. I've really enjoyed my first two seasons in the blue and gold, and I can't wait for the next one. I think as a team, we just want to continue growing throughout the season and just seeing kind of where we can get. Obviously, we'd love to make finals, and that's really the main goal at the moment. The Nations Cup was an absolutely amazing experience. For me, it was my first home event, and just to see the crowds and see the girls play in front of such awesome fans really inspires me to want to be in that matchday squad next time. I've been able to travel to Australia, New Zealand, South Africa with the England squad. It's been an absolutely amazing opportunity, and looking forward to capitalising on what I've learned in the season. I've been able to combine my England training with university by splitting my third year over 2 years. The university have been really, really supportive in enabling me to do this, and without that I would definitely have been able to have had the experiences that I have this year. So yeah, the university have helped me out loads, and I wouldn't have been able to have done it without them. So it's absolutely amazing that we'll be able to sell 8,700 tickets for season opener. It's great to see how many people want to come and watch us play. I think it just shows how much the sport has progressed over the past couple of years off the back of the Commonwealth Games win and the Home World Cup. So yeah, just really amazing that that many fans want to come out and support us.
Sam May joins Lightning this season, and she's been speaking on Twitter about just how much she's looking forward to it.
Really exciting. It's a new chapter for me. I've had the privilege to play with Wasson Mavericks in the past, and I think this is a great opportunity to see what I can bring to this team. What I found through the years of playing in different places, I just see it as a court. So as soon as I step over that line and on court, I'm on court, and it doesn't change. But it'll be great to see the fan interaction and what the Loughborough fans have compared to past teams that I have played with. So hopefully the fans are nice to me. But I just take it on my shoulder. I think, again, it's a new journey. I'm a player that hopefully that people like seeing to come play, regardless who they follow. But I'm hoping that for the Loughborough that I bring something different and I can show my creativity out on court.
Obviously, we're on the eve of a new campaign. Mm-hmm. How's the mood been in the camp?
Really positive. We are quite a new group, a mixture of quite experienced players, but also these up-and-coming players. And I think everyone's bought in and working hard, and we're excited for the first game.
And how's pre-season gone?
It's been really good. We've had a lot of high intensity trainings and just a mixture of a lot of fitness, a lot of sprinting up and down the court, but it's worthwhile, and you can tell on court when it comes to our court sessions that intensity can keep going for long periods of time.
And have you as a group set your own goals for the season ahead?
We always have that main goal of top four, and then also just individual what we want per game and stuff like that. So let's hopefully we can implement that on the first game against Bath.
And you've been in the Loughborough environment now for a few months. How have you personally settled into the new environment?
Lovely. They've been lovely to me. It's been an easy transition. It helps with such great people to have, the support system that we have through our coaches, the team, but also the people outside. I've got some great housemates, which helps a lot as well. Just really ready to get going.
And obviously Lightning are going to play plenty of games at home here on campus. What mm-hmm. advice would you give to people who have perhaps not been to netball before and may be inspired from the World Cup?
I would definitely come along. Just check it out. Check it out once, and then hopefully you'll get addicted and then you'll come to every single home match. So far, I've only been to one home match, and the atmosphere is fantastic, and hopefully that will build and get bigger each game.
Let's hear now from Sarah Behrman ahead of the season.
The move's been really positive. I think we've had a decent pre-season. We've had 12-13 weeks of pretty intense work, and now I think everyone's just excited to play.
And obviously there's a few new faces in the team as well. How have they settled in?
Really well. You know, the team's looking like it's been together for a lot longer than it has, which is great. We have got new faces. We're really happy with how recruitment went. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of those will get out there on Saturday. So it'll be good to see them pull on lightning dress.
As always, it's a competitive, high-ferocity league. What challenges do you envisage over the next kind of few weeks?
We've got a really tough start to the league. You know, we've got Bath first up, who beat us three times last year. Then we've got Mavericks and Thunder within the next four games. So some really top teams to start off. And we need to make sure that we start strong. You know, we can't afford a slow start to the season, because you lose three or four games and you're out of playoffs. So, it's important that we have a good start.
There's good players everywhere in the league. Who are your ones to watch, not just for Lightning, but perhaps for the other sides as well?
It's a tough one. I think teams have recruited really well. You know, first up against Team Bath, Kim Kermaine caused us all sorts of problems last year, and she's a quality player, so I think she'll have another really good season. For us, I think we're really excited about our defensive end this year. Sam May's come in, made a huge impact, and then we've got youngsters in terms of Jazz Odiogbuen and Alice Harvey, who are going to do great things for England under-21s and for us moving forward, hopefully. So, you know, we'll take on the big dogs as they come, but, you know, we're trying to kind of focus on us as much as we can.
The last game of the day sees Wasps face Thunder. Does that sound familiar to anyone? Well, Tamsin Moala has been telling us that she's delighted with being part of the Wasps family since joining.
I really like it at Wasps. It's a real family culture. So the environment's really great to be a part of. Obviously, I am amongst some of the amazing players. I feel really, really lucky to be part of this team. And yeah, the girls are amazing. And obviously the coaching staff and management are really, really great as well, with Mel and Bianca and Andrew, our physio. And so it's really great to be a part of this team on the court and off the court.
You've had plenty of decent coaches as well in your time. Is there anything Mel in particular has brought to your game?
She is really, really good at letting you play to your strengths. So she gives you little tips here and there that allow you to just polish up something that you do well, and then just make it even better, which is really amazing. And she's always really open and wanting to talk things through. So it's great to just be able to keep progressing and moving forward and building, and things added there, and having that eye that Mel's obviously got to be able to make it better.
Have you noticed your game grow as well, being around the likes of Hannah and Rach and just the rest of the team in general? Jade, even. I could go through the entire squad.
Yes, you really could. They're all amazing. Yeah, each person brings something different to the team. So obviously we've got internationals within our team. We've got people who have been playing for 15 Super League seasons. So that kind of experience is something that you can't put a price on. It's amazing. So I'm learning a lot from each and every single one of them.
Thank you so much to everybody who's commented and followed us on Twitter. And if you can leave us a comment or a review on iTunes, then that would be fantastic. Also Facebook too, because we would really love to hear from you.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging. And I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure relation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.